I got a blue and red Adidas bag and a humongous binder. I'm trying my best not to look like a minor niner.
I did not know there was a live version of this song by Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Is this off an album or a concert?
I think it was a live album.
This is me and great baby. That is some terrific stuff. Clever writing and really, really clever lyrical match to the music. It's really good stuff.
The first time I saw them, they were there was an HBO special about them.
Yeah?
And that's when I fell in love with these guys. I saw them did a whole concert. It was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. A little commentary.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay. It's the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and that means every week at this time we play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played this year, you can play right now. At what point am I going to have to stop saying that? Can I stretch that out for one more week so it can be at least 2 months that you haven't played?
Yes.
All right. So if you haven't played this year, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phone star KTRS. Speaking of people who are very clever lyrically and musically, I'm going to tip you off. If you get Showtime at home, I want you to search for a performer by the name of Tim Minchin, M-I-N-C-H-I-N. He's an Australian guy who now lives in London, who writes some incredibly clever stuff. And he did a concert, I don't know when it was, I'm going to say maybe a year ago, at Royal Albert Hall in London with a full orchestra, the Heritage Orchestra behind him. And he writes songs that attack pretty much everything. and some people might think he's a little bit odd looking because he's got kind of ratty, almost like Rastafarian hair, even though he's redhead, and he's got the mascara around the eyes and all that, but a very expressive face, very, very smart and clever lyrics, and the music is terrific, and with this orchestra behind him, it's incredibly impressive. I think the concert lasts about an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And I think it's just called Tim Minchin Live at Albert Hall. We recorded it on Showtime a few nights ago, and my wife and I just watched it last night. And I checked, and it's running again on the various different Showtime networks, because there are like 9 of those.
Yes.
If you get Showtime, set your DVR to record this. Even if it's on in the middle of the night, you'll watch it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Tim Minchin Live at Royal Albert Hall. You never heard of him around here, because I don't think he's ever played in this area. But if he does, I'm certainly going to go see him because he really, really blew me away. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge now. And contestant number one is you, Travis. Welcome to the show.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I live out in Eureka and want to say hi to all my friends and family.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, where the questions and categories sit all week long, stewing in a broth of their own concoction until they come pouring out of your speakers here. And category one is always, have you been paying attention? A category all about things from this week's news. The other one is an Oscar-related category, good, better, best picture. And category three, I think this was inspired by yesterday's weather, no business like snow business. Which one would you like, Travis?
I'll take the first, if I've been paying attention.
Okay, let's see. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question and come back and answer it later if you do it before the 1 minute is up. That's when we're going to tally up your score, and if you have 7 points or less, I'm going to have to punish you. But the good news is, if you get 8 or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have a dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop on North Florissant and St. Catherine in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
Donuts.
And we're going to throw in a free car wash because you're going to need it after all this muck and junk is off the roadways.
Car wash.
From Westport Car Wash with 3 locations throughout St. Louis.
That's a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Travis, that's what you're playing for today here on the Harris Challenge. Your category is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was named the most miserable city in the U.S. by Forbes magazine this week? Miami, Detroit, or Modesto, California?
I'm going to have to go with Detroit.
Correct. In what country were $50 million worth of diamonds stolen from an airplane on the tarmac this week?
Brussels, Belgium.
Correct. What was discovered this week in Lake Tahoe? A goldfish the size of a canned ham, the remains of former President James K. Polk, or a fossil of the first flying dinosaur?
Pass.
Pass on that. Which two office supply companies announced a merger this week?
Office Depot and OfficeMax.
Correct. Which company's headquarters were raided this week by the FBI in Texas? Chick-fil-A, Bank of America, or the Scooter Store?
The Scooter Store.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. What was found in Lake Tahoe? The goldfish, the president, or the dinosaur?
The dinosaur. Oh!
They found a goldfish the size of canned hams up to 18 inches long, documented by researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. By the way, the Scooter Store was the correct answer in number five. That company is charged with perpetrating over $100 million in Medicare and Medicaid fraud.
Wow.
So let's see how you did there. You got them all except a three-pointer, Travis. That's 12 points. You were paying attention, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes as we move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Nathan.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to tell. Another week of work done. Headed home to get my little girls.
All right. Say their names. They'll be happy.
Amelia and Addie.
Okay. The categories are good, better, best picture, no business like snow business, or we had a new third category, it's a theory about banging that's pretty big.
Let's try no business like snow business.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company?
Pass.
What position did Jack Snow play for the Rams?
I picked the wrong category. Pass.
Which Jerry Maguire Oscar winner starred in the movie Snow Dogs?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Correct. What was the name of Phoebe Snow's top five hit in 1975?
No idea.
For 1 point each, name five of the dwarfs who hung out with Snow White.
Grumpy, Doc, Bashful, Happy, Sleepy, Dopey, Sneezy.
Yeah, you got seven, but I'm only going to give you one for each of them. We're back to who played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company.
The blonde one.
How about what position?
Was it Goldie Hawn?
No, it was Suzanne Summers. How about the
Suzanne
position
Summers,
Jack? What position did Jack Snow play for the Rams? Take a guess.
Quarterback.
Wide receiver.
He was a wide receiver.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and Phoebe Snow had a hit called Poetry Man.
Wow. He's the poetry man. He makes things all right.
That's exactly what it sounded. It's an outtake. Yeah, later on they said, could you possibly hit a correct note somewhere along the way?
Yeah.
Nathan, you got the three, and you got the five, and that's 8 points, and you're a winner.
Great.
Congratulations. Hang on. Say hi to your girls, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Because if there's one thing little girls like, it's a hello from a fat, bald, middle-aged guy on the radio.
Yes.
Mike, you're our next contestant on the Harris Challenge. Welcome to the show.
How did you know Nathan was bald? I couldn't tell that over
the phone. I meant me.
Oh.
Mike, hello. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to plug my band, the Fu Man Chewbaccas. We'll be playing at Club Jedi tomorrow night. That's it.
All right. Categories on the board here. Good, better, best picture. It's a theory about banging that's pretty big. Or, and the winner was. That's another Oscars category. Which one would you like?
I'll take the winner was.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first African-American to win an Oscar for Best Actress?
Halle Berry?
Correct. What was the first Steven Spielberg movie to win the Best Picture Oscar?
Schindler's List.
Correct. For what movie did Denzel Washington win his 2002 Oscar?
2002, that wouldn't be... I'm going to say Philadelphia, but I don't know that's not.
Training Day. Who won an Oscar for Best Actress in The Piano?
Holly Hunter.
Correct. For what movie did Humphrey Bogart win his only Academy Award?
African Queen.
That's an absolutely fantastic guess because it's correct, Mike. Nice going.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, I think Holly Hunter should have won two awards considering that she had to see Harvey Keitel naked in The Piano. I think that's why they gave her the Oscar. But, Mike, you got the one, the two, the four, and the five. That's 12 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. We're just giving away here today. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your
prize. Slow down.
It's not a matter of speed.
Yeah.
It's a matter of brilliant audience members. We're up to our next contestant, and that's you, Matt. How are you today?
Not too bad. I'm hoping I don't ruin your streak here.
Well, we'll see. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I work for the best beer wholesaler in the country, and everybody enjoy a nice Budweiser responsibly this weekend.
All right. Which category would you like? Good, better, best picture, or it's a theory about banging that's pretty big?
Theory is about banging that's pretty big.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. This is a category about the TV show The Big Bang Theory, Matt. Let's play.
Oh, God.
You know, we haven't started yet. I'm going to give you the option.
Okay. I would like to try the other one.
You're going to go back to Good, Better, Best Picture.
Yes.
Okay. Just remember, you chose
it. Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
he thought it was about astronomy or
sometimes
something.
Sometimes, as we've proven before, first instinct is a good instinct. But okay. Now you're locked in. Good, better, best picture. Matt, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of this year's Best Picture nominees was based on a Broadway musical?
Pass.
Which of this year's Best Picture nominees was produced by George Clooney?
Argo.
Correct. Which Best Picture nominee was directed by the first woman to win Best Director?
I'm going to pass.
Which Quentin Tarantino movie was nominated for Best Picture but not Best Director this year?
That night movie. Falling Skies?
Django Unchained. Which Best Picture nominee is the only one to have nominations in all four acting categories?
Argo.
Silver Linings Playbook. Back to the one pointer. Which of this year's Best Picture nominees was based on a Broadway musical?
Not a clue. See? I blew it.
That's it. Not a clue.
Can we accept that?
No.
No, we were actually looking for Les Mis, which actually is French for not a clue, but we can't give that to you.
No, I'm miserable now.
The Best Picture nominee directed by the first woman to win Best Director is Zero Dark Thirty. Catherine Bigelow, the director, won for Hurt Locker. And Silver Linings Playbook, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro, Jackie Weaver. That's Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress. First time one movie has had all four acting categories nominated since Reds in 1981.
And I saw that movie and I've loved it.
Matt, let's see how you did. I'm going to count up your points here. Okay, I'm done. Two.
Yeah.
You got two for Argo. And as you know, if you don't get past the seven-point threshold, I do have to punish you. Here to help me with that is the man who played Frasier's dad on TV's Frasier, and also played Ione Skye's father in the Cameron Crowe classic Say Anything. Here now, ladies and gentlemen, singing your Steely Dan favorites, Mr. John Mahoney.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Oh, my Lord.
Very bad.
Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number.
I think I've had enough.
It's the only what you want.
All right, that's enough. What I love about that is it's apparent that he sings in his car the way we sing in our car, which is we know the chorus, but we don't know every part of the chorus.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Matt, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a nice weekend.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. And let's get one more contestant on here. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I haven't anything to say about myself, but I want to plug that guy's band earlier, the Wookiees and the Jedi Club.
Yeah.
Fu Man Chewbacca's.
That was invented by our contributor, Joe Hipperson, earlier today on the show. Not a real band.
It's available.
Yes, it is available for any band who wants to use it, and we'll just, you don't even have to pay Joe, he says. Just give him credit in the liner notes, which in a digital age means you owe him nothing.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Dave, we have one category left. It's a theory about banging, and it's pretty big.
And this is all about that TV show, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's go for it, Paul.
You can't do worse than Matt. Well, actually, you could do worse than Matt, but I doubt you will. 60 seconds on the clock. It's only the number one show on television. Let's play.
Yeah, well, you know, all right, let's try it. Never seen it, but I'm willing to take a shot here.
Well, maybe I don't want to blow a whole category on a guy who has no confidence whatsoever and has never even seen the show.
Well, that's pretty good thinking there, Paul. maybe you could just give me the donuts instead.
Maybe I'll give you John Mahoney without even playing.
Oh, we could do that.
Well, I guess we'll have to do that if you don't want to blow the category.
No. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
All right, we're ready. Let's go.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. On the Big Bang Theory, where does Penny work?
I do know this. The Cheesecake Factory.
Correct. Right. What kind of store does Stewart run?
Comic book store.
Correct. Which former Star Trek The Next Generation actor has a recurring role on the Big Bang Theory as himself?
This is amazing that I know these questions. It's the guy with the glasses on the Star Trek show. He had glasses on. I don't remember his name, though, but I do know that.
All right, here's your four-pointer. Which character on the Big Bang Theory became an astronaut?
Don't know. The guy from Star Trek, maybe?
No.
And here's your five-pointer. What is the name of Raj's sister who has dated Leonard?
Jennifer.
Did you say Jennifer?
I did.
Oh, you should have said Priya.
Oh, that was my next one.
How about the former Star Trek Next Generation actor who has a recurring role as himself?
It's the guy from Reading Rainbow. What's the guy?
I know who you're thinking of. You're thinking of LeVar Burton, who was TV's Geordi.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
No, it's not. That is the one you're thinking of, but it's the wrong answer. The correct answer is Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton?
Yes. And the character who became an astronaut is Howard Wolowitz. Boy, you know, we had no confidence, then the one and the two gave you confidence, and then the fiscal cliff hit.
That just fell apart there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I had to punish you as well. Mr. Mahoney?
Rick it over. Who's that number? Send it off in a letter. Yourself.
Everybody now, sing along with John.
Rick it on, lose that number. It's the only one you want.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. But,
thanks, Paul.
Well, I'm glad you played, Dave. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, starring our friend Colin Jeffrey, here on the Big 550 KTRS, and, of course, worldwide via KTRS.com.